Trump, House must pass Senate passed budget resolution to advance one big, beautiful bill. By Sean Moran on April 8, 2025. President Donald Trump on Monday endorsed the Senate passed budget resolution, saying it will help advance the one big, beautiful bill to cut taxes and secure the border. Trump wrote on Truth Social on Monday night, calling on the House, and by extension, every House Republican, to vote to pass the Senate passed budget resolution. The budget plan just passed by the United States Senate has my complete and total endorsement and support. All of the elements we need to secure the border, enact historic spending cuts, and make tax cuts permanent, and much more, are strongly covered and represented in the bill. Thank you to Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson for their hard work and attention to detail. There is no better time than now to get this deal done. The House, the Senate, and our great administration are going to work tirelessly on creating the one big, beautiful bill, an appropriate name if Congress so likes. Everyone is going to be happy with the result. Passage will make, even the subject of world trade, far easier and better for the USA. The House must pass this budget resolution, and quickly, make America great again. The Senate early on Saturday passed a budget resolution that Trump has referred to as the one big, beautiful bill. Now that the Senate passed the bill, the resolution will go to the House, where Republicans have a razor-thin majority to pass legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, aims to bring the resolution to the floor this week. However, he faces some dissension from vocal Republicans. Representative Keith Self, RTX, said, "We'll see if there's a vote Wednesday. They're whipping it right now, and I don't think it can pass. The leverage is right now. I just don't believe that if we can't set some kind of a floor for spending cuts now, we're going to get them any time later," Representative Lloyd Smucker, RPA, remarked. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, said that he wants to see what the actual reconciliation product will look like. "There's no reason we have to do it this way. Show us your cards," Roy remarked. Speaker Johnson and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise met with reluctant House Republicans on Monday night trying to reassure them about the bill. Members of the Trump White House, including Office of Management and Budget, OMB, Director Russ Vought, Deputy OMB Director and former Freedom Caucus member Dan Bishop, and James Braid, the White House's Hill liaison and former Freedom Caucus Policy Director, met with Freedom Caucus board members to convince House conservatives. Johnson has said that voting for the resolution allows the House to better negotiate with the Senate. "This is all of our priorities wrapped into one big, beautiful bill, and we can't get to the bill unless we get the resolution done. We're about 6 months ahead of the Senate on this process. We do not have time to wait around for them to go through all the laborious effort that we've gone through." Trump will meet with House Republicans at 1 p.m. ET to make his case, and Trump will speak at the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, dinner on Tuesday night. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.